This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, as we do, because we're trying to keep up with what's going on within the county, we're going to go check with the guy who's literally got his finger on the pulse, and that is Greenville County Sheriff Hobart Lewis. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Do we know how good Elio Santa was? Did you ever hear any numbers on that one?
Not any numbers. Initially, they were just pretty excited about the traffic that came through that particular day, and they kind of count the number of boxes, and they felt pretty good about that. So it's moving right along. We still got like another 10 days before the actual toy delivery giveaway.
Right.
And people are just continuing to bring stuff by the law enforcement center and several other high schools, middle schools that are participating. So we're still collecting toys, but so far so good.
When I was interviewing Santa Claus, just in that 9 minutes, they had to take 7 or 8 boxes to the trailer.
Right.
Just that 7 or 8 or 9 minutes that I was interviewing him. Now, we had a we unfortunately had a unfortunate in that the situation occurred. I guess I would say fortunate in that the deputy is okay and everything else. So we had a shooting last night.
We did. We had an officer-involved shooting around 11:30 last night, and the deputies were responding to an assault disturbance call. Turned out to be domestic-related, and the deputies that got there went to interview the male half who's inside the duplex kind of apartment, and the guy pulled a weapon, and fortunately, the deputy responded quick enough to keep those two deputies from being injured and shot and killed the suspect. We don't have a lot more details about why he did what he did, you know,
right,
with alcohol or drugs involved or any of that stuff. But reviewing some things today, you know, body camera footage and all that, it was, we're blessed that both deputies were okay. He had a weapon concealed, and as he walked to the door, and you know, just some very slight warning signs that something was wrong initially before he tried to really attack the first deputy through the door.
Well, I mean, two things that come to mind is, one, there's no such thing as a normal call for any of these guys to go on, is there?
No, absolutely.
And no. But I guess my question to you would be, how much of a revolution is it to have body cams now?
Well, you know, initially, everybody was pretty resistant to them, including me, because, you know, you worry about, well, what if, you know, if somebody complains about my language, or if I leave it on and I go to the bathroom, you know, whatever. Because there was a lot of unknowns about body-worn cameras, but they have certainly come a long way, and they are much more helpful, I think, than we ever realized back in 2011, 2012, when we started T&E-ing them here at the county. They're a critical part of what we do every day. from making cases to interviewing suspects to any type of use of force issue. Use of force is, you know, it's never good, never looks good on TV.
Right.
It can be the ugly side of law enforcement, but the facts are there. I was watching the news this morning, and they were talking about an issue down in Richland County, and I have not seen the video. I know they were just talking about it, but I'm sure the actual facts from the body camera is probably, you know, is going to show a lot of the details. Now, there's some you don't get, you know, as a deputy fights somebody and turns away from the suspect. You may not always have that angle or have that on video, but you'll have some sound of that. So they've been a huge success for us, law enforcement here in the upstate.
Now, I would imagine, though, that given now that as much time it has gone through that, I mean, it's not illegal to say bad words, is it, for law enforcement? It
no,
might not.
No.
Yeah. I would imagine now it's actually sort of. One thing I've noticed is when, and this is only on the things that I see, like on YouTube with the body cam YouTube channels, whenever it looks like it's about to get sort of feisty in these instances, they're always calling for backup to where they have two or three camera angles.
Sure. That's right. And in today's technology, what we have here, if you go to a scene and you did not turn your body camera on, but somebody else that's already there has theirs activated, it will turn yours on.
Yeah.
You know, because you're focusing on the suspect or whatever issue is going on at the time. So, yeah, the technology we have today, the GPS factor, you know, that comes with them, the information sharing that comes with them is incredible.
Well, I think, but the back to the whole no routine calls.
Well, you know, I think everybody hears in the media and what you articles you read online,
right,
how dangerous any domestic issue is,
right,
you know, and a response to that. But yeah, I mean, it can be a traffic stop, it can be a shoplifting call, it can be a suspicious person call that an officer sees and says, hey, I'm going to get out with this person. And all of a sudden it turned into a deadly force situation or some type of use of force situation. You know, you really do have to have your head on a swivel and be prepared all the time.
Yeah. But at the very least, the deputies that went to this particular one, and in most cases, all of them, from what I've seen, at least they, how would I put this? They seem to be really up on the A game when it comes to the policing part of what you have to do.
Well, and a lot of that is really credited toward the training staff, really, for us. And we know Greenville City, City of Greer, T.R. Fountain, and Malden, everybody really has the same training standards.
Right.
And that is to make training a priority and keep that at the forefront of what the men and women out here serving the public do, is that you always have to be ready. So technology has just played a huge role in what we're able to provide in service training for more realistic training, for use of force issues, pursuit, driving issues. All of those numbers have certainly come down when you talk about injuries to law enforcement.
Now, you had a birthday the other day when we were doing the remote,
yeah.
And did you actually get to have a moment's time for you just to celebrate your birthday without your phone going off every other 30
man.
Seconds? Yeah,
I did. Yeah. I was able to, my family had a little birthday shindig for me on Saturday,
right?
And had a great time, had everybody there, and it was a lot of fun. Very blessed to have another trip around the sun.
Right. Yeah. One time I was meeting Hobart at an event, and he was 20 yards away, maybe 25. And I saw him, he saw me, and it took him about a half an hour to be able to cover that amount of distance because his phone just kept going off over and over and over. And then no sooner did he get done speaking that he had to go, because then the phone was going off. It was probably going off while you were talking. So I was hoping that you got a moment's peace to enjoy your birthday. Yeah, well.
No, it was good. Everything worked out, and I had a great time. And I'm blessed to have such a wonderful family to take time out to celebrate me and have all the have the grandkids there and all that stuff is so special to me, and I'm a blessed man.
There you go. Sheriff Hobart Lewis, Greenville County Sheriff's Office. Thank you for joining me today, sir.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a great week.
You as well. I'll be talking to you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to go. Somebody's had an infinite amount of patience, so we're going to take care of them in just a second. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, let's go to the phones. Paul, you win the most patience of any caller ever on my show.
Well, Mr. Frady, you are absolutely worth the wait. It is a privilege and honor to speak with you. You know, I was listening to what you were saying about Jasmine Crackhead. I don't know what drugs she's taking that causes her to not have a fully functioning brain. Because clearly, I mean, I was listening to it and I said, well, you know what? It's kind of the same with defund the police. I say, okay, get rid of the police. See how that works for you. And then with using her philosophy of, you know, they're not there to prevent crime. Okay, sounds good to me. Let's get rid of the Secret Service detail around ex-President Obama. And just put the word out. Hey, you know, they're there to solve the crime after. So if somebody decides they want to beat it, Obama, well, they'll come back later and they'll solve the crime and find out who did it, but they won't be there to protect them when it's trying to, you know, when someone's trying to actually, you know, attack them. And same thing with any president. I'm sure that she's got a detail that keeps her safe and secure. Get rid of that too. Let's just have the police come, and after you get beat up or hit or spat on or whatever it is, then they can come and they can solve the crime of who did it and put them in jail. Yeah, I just believe that Democrats, these liberals, pretty much they're really actually conservatives who've never been victims of crime.
Haven't been mugged
yet.
Once
you've been a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah, once you've been mugged or you.
Surely we're not
something
losing.
Something like that. Something a little bit serious. Not just, you know, somebody stole your book, you know, off the shelf in your house or something, but something a little more serious. I don't think that that they really have any clue as to what really goes on. I'm actually ex-deputy sheriff. I'm from Miami, and you see the victims, and you just wish that you could have been there either before or during to stop whatever it is that happened to them, to keep them so that they're not victims. Because everybody seems to worry so much about the crook and the criminal and the scumbag and the child rapist and the molester and all these people, but nobody ever seems to really think about the impact and the damage it does to the victim. You know, just how horrendous that is, especially with rapes and serious bodily injury to folks, people that have been beat up and are in wheelchairs now for the rest of their lives, and things of this nature.
My problem is that I don't, you know, it's an occupational safety hazard if you're going to try to hurt somebody. If they get up there and they perforate you, okie doke, you know, I mean, I'm...
Door's open.
Yeah, and there's a way to not have that happen. Just don't try to hurt people. Just don't try to mug them.
Yeah.
Just don't try to steal what they got. Don't home invade, that kind of stuff. Exactly. If you don't want to do that,
Yeah, and what will help prevent that is having law enforcement around. I mean, you see lots of times they're going to have a parade and they have law enforcement there.
Yep.
Why? Not to solve crimes, but to make sure that everybody remains safe and that nobody becomes a victim.
Yep.
It's just as important to keep people from becoming victims than coming after the fact, after they become a victim. Because at that point, the damage is done, and sometimes irreparable damage that's going to stay with them forever. The crook, you know, will go to prison for a few years, maybe, you know, life, and get out after 20 years in parole or something like that.
Right.
But the damage to the victim, that's forever, absolutely forever.
Well,
it just breaks your heart sometimes to see that.
Every time it breaks my heart.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
From here on out, as the winner of the only ever most patient waiting on hold guy that you are, you feel free to call me anytime.
I will wear that badge with honor.
Thank you, sir.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas to you.
And I will call again. And if I have to wait, I shall wait. Because like I said, you are more than worth the wait, Mr.
Okay.
Brady.
Thank
more
you.
More than worth the wait.
Listen,
take care. Have a very Merry Christmas.
Yes, sir. Same to you. I still feel weird when people call me Mr. Brady. That's my dad. China is upset because Japan is militarizing. Now, there's a reason why you would look at Japan and say, especially if you're China, and say, well, this upsets me because China has an edge on technology. Now, Japan's new prime minister is warning that a Chinese attack on Taiwan would be viewed as a threat requiring a military response by Japan. And the reason they would say that is because Japan, which is a bunch of islands, the Japanese island stretches from Hokkaido in the north to Yonaguni Island in the south. Yonaguni Island is closer to Taiwan than China is. So Japan is deploying medium-range missiles to Yonaguni Island, 110 kilometers from Taiwan, as part of a broader military buildup aimed at deterring China. So if China starts firing missiles or surrounding the island with military ships, this puts the conflict in very close proximity to Japanese territory. So, you know, there's one, the Ryukyu island chain has 160 individual islands in the chain. And the idea that they would deploy all of this stuff, they're deploying major military assets in Kyushu, the southernmost of Japan's four main islands, including F-35 fighter jets and long-range missiles, as well as expanding its version of the U.S. Marine Corps, known as the Amphibious Rapid Deployment Brigade. Now, the reason I would be very leery of fighting a Japanese enemy today is because of that edge in technology. A lot of stuff was made, we heard a lot of lip service about China with their new infantry weapon they had coming out. And then we started hearing rumors that the rank-and-file Chinese infantrymen didn't actually like the gun. There's a reason you don't like the gun. Weapons are... most weapons fail in, if they're no good, they're going to fail in the testing. And we've heard all about the other stuff they've got with this, that, and the other. But, you know, China is relatively untested. And we also know from some of the other stuff that we've seen about them technologically, that their technology is not nearly as advanced as some might think. But when you get out there and you start comparing it to Japan, this is a whole, you know, that's a whole order of magnitude higher. Now, China has spent the past 4 years pushing and bullying their neighbors, and now the neighbors are pushing back. And China got out there and they decided to do a radar lock on Japanese F-15s. When you would do a radar lock on an aircraft, on a fighting aircraft, and an F-15 is not something to take lightly. When you paint them and when you lock onto them, you're basically saying, well, if you can shoot me first, you win. But these are cry bullies. They're going to keep whining about being a victim right up until the moment they launch a military invasion and attempt to seize the world's supply of advanced computer chips. And at that particular point, if they were to succeed, then they would be substantially in control of the world's entire world's tech economy. And Japan's aware of that, too. So now it's not just us looking at them and, you know, squinting our eyes. When it comes to being a general, there is an I in Millie. Let's see what I did is in Millie. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We have in the United States, we have a very centralized military command in the Pentagon. And this is where you find the generals, most of them, right? And here, we exist in an arena, in some cases, that consists of an enemy more potent than China or Russia, because we're dealing with the egos of these generals. Now, generals normally, supposedly, answer to political leaders. And even when they become political leaders, former officers can be held responsible for the oath they took while in uniform. General Mark Milley is probably the most prominent architect of subsuming the military's integrity, all based on the hubris of his own ego. He engaged in a direct attack on the president. He called him a fascist. And he also created a very subtle blueprint of subversion, and where, you know, if you're looking for an equilibrium of balancing facts and at the same time intentions, all of that was anchored in his own self-service. General Mark Milley thought he was the conscience of the Republic, always visible, always declarative, and ever at the center of the frame. He very much liked cameras. His defenders call it candor and constitutional fidelity. They are lying to you. All you got to do is listen to what he had to say, and you'll understand. When you look at his remarks, it reads like a running performance of moral self-positioning that places I at the apex of every crisis. Taken together, you find an ego that treats public controversy as a stage, and he uses the uniform and the rank and all the things that are on the uniform as his microphone. Look at this, I'm important. Now consider his most famous mea culpa. After appearing in a Lafayette Square photo op in June 2020, he recorded an unusually personal video address, and he said, "I should not have been there. My presence in that moment and in that environment created a perception of the military involved in domestic politics." Now everybody that saw that said, this is a guy that's self-aware. You know, he's all contrite about this, right? Yet the form, high production apology, spotlight on his own judgment, takes his role and makes it the highest part of the narrative. Rather than reinforcing the boundaries quietly, he made himself the protagonist. And he did not simply correct. He performed correction, and he used his own judgment as the thing which made him decide he had to do this. This was the moral hinge, and you should trust him for his contrition. Then he did something equally similar that got him into the cable news orbit. In June 2021, when pressed about the curriculum at West Point, Milley declared, "I want to understand white rage, and I'm white," which followed with, "I've read Mao Zedong, I've read Karl Marx, I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend?" Now, on its merits, intellectual curiosity is defensible. It's only when you decide to force it upon me that it becomes indefensible. And when in the military, it is completely indefensible, because the military is not supposed to be out there trying to find reasons to not do something. They're supposed to do something. Reasons don't come into play. But once again, he placed himself center stage here. He was the enlightened one, the bringer of light, who both defies accusations and was instructive to us here in the nation on what it means to be informed. He didn't depoliticize anything, but he thrust the most senior officer into a partisan spectacle, and he was, you know, the conscientious objector. He also said, "We don't take an oath to a king or a queen or a tyrant or a dictator. We don't take an oath to an individual." Now, that sentence is technically unimpeachable, yet its repetition comes with a subtext, because this means I am the sentinel here. I will remind you lessers of the Republic's creed. And though that sentence was designed to be like a soundbite, you know, a quote retweeted over and over again because they were crafted. See, the military adhering to civilian control, the loudest statement they make is to say nothing. To say nothing. And yet, Milley, he's got to talk really loud. And he's the custodian in chief of civic virtue. Then came Afghanistan, the September 2021 hearings. It told senators, I recommended that we maintain a steady state of 2,500 troops and warned of the potential for the Afghan security forces to collapse. And he later characterized the outcome as a strategic failure, which is convenient. You can attach yourself to the prediction that proved right. You don't have to take responsibility for the decision that proved wrong. And you can narrate the entire affair from a vantage point of what you personally thought and believed. The uniform demands accountability. But the testimony sounded like brand management. And if we'd listened to the chairman, we would have produced a better world. And then his defense of back channel reassurances to China similarly leaned on being, you know, absolved. When they were reporting that he called Beijing to avert miscalculation, he insisted, "My calls were perfectly in line with my duties. At no time was I attempting to undermine or usurp the authority of the civilian process. My loyalty is to the United States Constitution. Except you were not part of the chain of command, General. You were the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. That doesn't mean you're in the chain of command. The service chiefs are in the chain of command, and they answer to the president. But while you were the chairman, you were never in the chain of command. So you absolutely usurped the civilian process. And if your loyalty was to the United States Constitution, we would never have known who you were. We would never have known about your monstrously sized ego." So that's the problem, ego. From his own mouth, he taught America a different lesson, that the last word of a controversy should belong to the man at its center because he believes his judgment of the story. So to you, General Milley, we give you all the credit for all the things you claim. We deserved the institution, and instead we got a performance. I just don't know. Rand Paul has a pretty good idea. But I'll tell you the shortcoming of the good idea. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. We have a big fight coming up next month on how to reform the failing Obamacare program. Or, you know, the Unaffordable Care Act. You have massive COVID-era subsidies, and users will pay a lot more in 2026. Problem itself has a whole bunch of problems, beginning with the fact that so many well-off people qualify and so much money goes directly to fund insurance companies and no questions are asked. It is more than past time to just let this whole mess disappear. And many working people who don't qualify for Medicaid need some options. Now, Rand Paul has possibly the simplest and most effective answer, and this builds on the already existing ERISA plans. Big companies can currently offer their employees across state lines. And they're cheap to run because they are largely free of costly state mandates for coverage on expensive things like mental health and drug addiction therapy, items most families don't need anyway. And his plan to expand them is to offer health savings accounts via a host of nonprofit membership groups. Most people already have access to credit unions, buying clubs, professional organizations, churches. You go buy it at Costco, right? Take the small tax credits we already give HSA plans and raise them. It would be a great deal for most families and save the taxpayers a lot of money. Now, this idea is not making any headway in Congress. Partially because big insurance companies don't see much benefit to them. but also because of Rand Paul personally. Now, see, I don't have any bones about Rand Paul. I think he's a pretty good guy. But there's a couple of problems. He's offered this type of legislation for years without success. And he doesn't have a lot of friends and allies in the Senate. He was the most vocal Republican opponent of the Big Beautiful Bill. Right? So, he made the perfect enemy of the pretty good. He says he's not going to vote for all of the promised Republican tax cuts or the budget cuts to NPR or PBS or the expiration of the Obamacare subsidies unless he got even more budget cuts elsewhere. And the problem here is that Congress is not going to do drastic stuff. They should. He's not wrong. They should. But he's not going to do it. Now, if the senator had understood one thing, and this is one thing that we seem to forget on a regular basis, and this is where I start looking at things once again, and I say, ego. Legislation is a team sport. You got to be able to build a coalition in order to do something. He has a great idea, and he's got no buddies. That's the problem. Now, if he had friends, if he could build that coalition, he would have gotten someplace with this, and this would have been good for us. And senators in a narrow majority have a lot of individual clout in appropriations bills. And he might have traded his yes vote to leadership for big chunks of his health care program the last several years. And then, if he'd done that a while back, this would be up and running by now. And instead, he's got nothing. None of the big budget cuts he sought took place while his HSA ideas went nowhere. And it was the Big Beautiful Bill, the one that Rand Paul opposed, that contained the most recent HSA expansion. And then when he gets in the media, he doesn't get out there and talk about his really good idea, very important HSA legislation. Instead, we hear all of this, stuff about Article 1 war powers. In that view, the U.S. military cannot be used without an explicit declaration of war. And the problem for them is that's never been how the U.S. Constitution has been understood. This is all based upon one singular interpretation. With our first three presidents, Washington with the Indian Wars, Adams with the quasi-war with France, and Jefferson with the Barbary Coast Wars, all made war without declarations. And Congress supported and limited those efforts with funding and various custom resolutions. And that's how it's been done for several hundred times throughout our history, and the Supreme Court since 1800 has said that's completely okay. And in our current situation, if the Congress does not like how Trump is using the U.S. Navy against drug cartels in Latin America, they are free to place restrictions on him, just as Congress limited Nixon and Ford in the Vietnam War. Now, I can't think of any reason why, when Congress comes back to work in January, that Paul could not finally buckle down and do the hard work and the horse trading necessary to pass what is a excellent health marketplace act. This is an excellent piece of legislation, dotting all the I's, crossing all the T's. It puts basically everything in your control if you participate in that sort of a plan. And, I don't know if that's going to happen. Now, Rand Paul seems like a very serious dude as far as his demeanor, right? I don't see him as an unserious thinker, right? But if he's in an ideological fight within the Republican Party, then the first thing he needs to do is he's going to have to figure out how to get them to come and meet him halfway. He's not going to be able to just sit down and say, you got to come to me, because that's never going to happen. And in this case, if that doesn't happen, that's going to be such a waste, because he has a really good idea. And they've got to stop chasing the shiny objects like the Epstein files and whatever the next shiny thing is. Let's get serious about the job of running the United States instead of just trying to make sure that everybody knows you're the smartest one in the room. Coming up next, it is the Charlie James Show. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD, the voice of the Carolinas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.